Whoever you are, we welcome you. Wherever you come from, we welcome you. Whomever you love, we welcome you. My name is Melissa Carvel-Zemer. It's my privilege to serve as the minister of this congregation. I'm joined in welcoming you this morning by our new Director of Religious Education, Lily Rappaport, our Religious Education Coordinator, Colleen Teeley, our Music Director, Hal Walker, and a special family choir who has prepared a fabulous song to share with us today.
Joining me in lighting the chalice this morning are Coleman and Iona Packer, and Ike and Joe Brannon. They will lead you in the motions. We light this chalice because we are Unitarian Universalists. This is the church of the open mind. This is the church of the helping hands. This is the church of the loving heart.
All family under one sky, we're a family under one sky. We're all a family under one sky, we're a family under one sky.
We're siblings,
we're siblings,
we're cousins,
we're cousins,
we're fathers,
we're fathers,
and we're mothers too,
and we're mothers too.
We're grandmas,
we're grandmas,
we're grandmas.
We're grandmas.
We're neighbors.
We're neighbors.
And we're friends.
And we're friends. We're all a family under one sky. We're a family under one sky. We're all a family under one sky. We're a family under one sky.
We're roses.
We're roses.
We're tulips.
We're tulips.
We're daisies.
We're daisies.
Daffodils.
And we're daffodils.
We're maple trees.
We're maple trees.
We're pine trees.
We're pine trees.
And oak trees too.
And oak trees too. We're all a family under one sky. We're a family under one sky. We're all a family under one sky. We're a family under one sky.
We're lions.
We're lions.
We're kitty cats.
We're kitty cats.
We're puppy dogs.
We're puppy dogs.
And we're
eagles too.
We're horses.
We're horses.
We're worms.
We're worms.
We're snakes.
We're snakes.
And we're giraffes.
And we're giraffes. We're all a family under one sky. We're a family under one sky. We're all a family under one sky. We're a family under one sky.
We're plumbers.
We're plumbers.
We're doctors.
We're doctors.
We're artists.
We're artists.
And students too.
And students too. We're all a family under one sky. We're a family under one sky. We're all a family under one sky. We're a family under one sky.
We're American.
We're Americans.
We're Russian.
We're Russian.
We're Israeli.
We're Israeli.
And Egyptian too.
And Egyptian too.
We're Mexican.
We're Mexican.
We're African.
We're African.
We're Irish.
We're Irish.
And we're Chinese.
And we're Chinese.
We're all a family under one sky. We're a family under one sky.
We're all a family under one sky. We're a family under one sky.
We're mountains.
We're mountains.
We're forests.
We're forests.
We're oceans.
We're oceans.
And cities too.
And cities too.
We're spider webs.
We're spider webs.
We're compost piles.
We're compost piles.
We're rivers.
We're rivers.
And suburbs too.
And suburbs too. We're all a family under one sky. We're a family under one sky. We're all a family under one sky. We're a family under one sky.
We're happy.
We're happy.
We're sleepy.
We're sleepy.
We're silly.
We're silly.
And we're tender too.
And we're tender too.
We're angry.
We're angry.
We're frightened.
frightened.
We're frightened.
We're curious.
We're curious.
And we're alive.
And we're alive. We're all a family under one sky. We're a family under one sky. We're all a family under one sky. We're a family under one sky. We're all a family under one sky. We're a family under one sky. We're all a family under one sky. We're a family under one sky.
It is true. We are all connected. We are connected to the people we love and to the people we do not know and will never meet. We're connected to the people who lived hundreds of years ago and to the people who will live hundreds of years from now. We're connected to our dogs and our cats and our turtles and fish and to all the pets we have ever loved. We're connected to dinosaurs of long ago and to all the wild creatures now on land and sky and sea. We're connected to this planet we share, and everything on this planet is connected, quite literally, to the grandeur of the stars. It is good to be together today to celebrate the beauty of our connections. Come, let us worship together. This morning, as we celebrate our ingathering service, we are collecting water and dirt. And if you had a chance to read your e-news ahead of time, you would know that you were invited to bring some. And if you didn't, you're okay, because we have extra. There's extra water behind these tall vases on either side, and there's extra dirt in this bowl right here behind the blue one. So in a few moments, as we sing our mashup of opening hymns, you are invited to bring what you brought with you, or to come up and choose one of these elements and pour the water into one of these tall vases and put the dirt into the blue bowl. And to these waters of the community that we are on this morning, I add water from the community that we were on this Sunday last year, linking our past to our present. And to this bowl of soil and sand and shells and flowers and sticks and grass, I add the soil that we collected last year. The tradition continues.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Lily Rappaport, the new DRE here at Kent. And I have to say, it's been amazing. What an amazing week so far. I started last Sunday, was introduced to everyone. And then on Tuesday, I got to go to a worship arts meeting to meet all the wonderful worship associates. On Thursday, I went to a cluster meeting in Worcester, Ohio, and I met some of my amazing colleagues in the Ohio Meadville district. It's no longer a district, but Colleen invited me to the Young Parents of Young Children picnic. I got to see Hal performing at the Civic Theater. It's been, and yesterday, the teacher training. It's what an awesome group of teachers we have here. You know, Melissa, I'm so happy to be here, but I must say that I'm very sad that you're leaving. And I think I speak on behalf of many folks here who are also sad that you'll be leaving us soon.
It is that sad to be thinking about saying goodbye soon, Lily, but you and I will always be connected.
But how can that be when you're going to be away and we're all going to be here?
This is how. Here, hold this.
I don't see anything. Do you see anything?
It's an invisible string.
I don't see a string.
It's invisible, Lily. This is an invisible string that you don't need to see, because people who love each other and have loved each other are always connected, no matter what.
But how do you know it's there?
Even though you can't see it, you can feel it in your heart. You're always connected to everybody you love, no matter where you are.
So when you've moved away and we're still here and we miss you, then you can feel it?
I'll be able to feel it, because the love will come to me and will sort of tug on my heart.
And when you tug, we'll feel it too?
You will, because we'll always be connected.
So then, I don't understand. Does your dog have an invisible string? And what about your best friend? And how long does it go? And will it reach people who are no longer here with us, maybe in heaven?
Yes, yes, and yes. The invisible string is always there.
What a wonderful concept. So, children and everyone, I'm going to invite you to think about the invisible strings that you have connecting to people who are far and close, and to think about all your friends and all their friends and all their friends who are also connected by this invisible string. Let's take a moment to ponder and to feel this string. Can you feel who's connected to your invisible string? Whose heart do you feel is closest to that invisible string, closest to you? And whose heart do you feel that's farthest away? And is there somebody that you wish were here now so that they can feel connected to you most closely? So as we go through today, maybe you'll keep those that are far away and who are close, closer by that invisible thread.
To prepare us for a few moments of meditation and prayer, words from the poet of the Muskegee Nation, Joy Harjo, from her collection of poems called How We Became Human. So I encourage you to listen to this poem, and then in the silence that follows, I encourage you to put anything in your hands that you have down on the seat next to you and make yourself comfortable and use the silence either to think about what you hear in this poem and what it reminds you of, or to listen to the sounds that you can hear when all of us are being still or quiet, or to find the prayer that is in your own heart. Words from Joy Harjo. Remember the earth whose skin you are. Red earth, black earth, yellow earth, white earth, brown earth, we are earth. Remember the plants, trees, animals who have their tribes, their families, their histories too. Talk to them. Listen to them. They are alive poems. Remember the wind. Remember her voice. She knows the origin of this universe. Remember that you are all people, and all people are you. Remember, you are this universe, and this universe is you. Remember that all is in motion, is growing, is you. Remember, language comes from this. Remember the dance languages that life is. Remember. I invite you to join with me now in the spirit of prayer. This is a prayer that I will lead you through, so the words will be yours. They'll be yours in your heart. There are lots of different ways to pray, and I'm going to lead you through a prayer form that you can use at home. It has four parts. So as I lead this prayer, as I come to a place four times where I pause, I encourage you to make the prayer your own in your own heart and in your own mind, by thinking of what you would like your prayer to be as we pray together. Blessed Spirit of life and of love, we confess today that we have fallen short. We have fallen short of our own best hopes of how we will be in this world and made a mistake. This morning, we express our sorrow for the mistake we have made. And we set our intentions now about how we will begin again in love, because we know that we can always begin again in love, no matter the mistakes we have made. And so we set our hearts right now and our minds upon beginning again so that next time we encounter a situation like that, this is what we will do. And we want to remember that there are so many people we love who are dealing with their own struggles and joys in life. And so we say a prayer now for these people. And we celebrate the gift of our connections to all of these people that we have remembered. And we celebrate all of the gifts that we have been given in this beautiful life. Today, we are grateful for. This is the day that we have been given. Let us lift up our hearts in joy and in gratitude. Amen.
Enjoy this time of the year, the fall, summer turning into the fall, because it means it's the beginning of the school year. I don't know, I see there's a lot of little ones who brought their backpacks. We're going to invite you up here in a few minutes. You saw last week that I come always prepared with my backpack with who knows what's in there. But I'll tell you, in the beginning of the school year, there's often a lot of emotions that I pack away with me, the fear of going to the first day of school, who my teachers are, will the other students like me? I just remember all these feelings of excitement also that have always stayed with me on the first day of school. And now I'm going to remember that when I come to school that I'm going to have an invisible thread with me no matter where I go that'll remind me about where my spirit's home is and how I connect with all of you. So I'm going to invite the children to come up with their backpacks.
Stay where you are.
Okay. All right.
1 minute. Did you want to explain them?
Okay.
So we have a blessing for you in your backpacks today, and we're going to be giving you two items in your backpack. The first item that we're going to be giving you is an eraser. The eraser that we're putting in your backpack today is a reminder that you come from a spiritual home that believes that no matter what mistakes we make, we can always begin again in love. So when you're at school and you make a mistake in your schoolwork, or you make a mistake in the way that you relate to your teachers or your friends or in any other kind of way, you will have this eraser in your backpack to remind you that our church teaches no matter what you do, you can always begin again in love.
And the second item you're going to receive is a talisman. Your talisman will look like this. At the top, it starts with a braid to remind you that we're all connected. Then you will find a star to remind you that you are made from the stars. And a heart to remind you to lead with your loving heart. And a chalice at the bottom to light your way. So at this time, instead of coming forward, I would like to ask the children to do something kind of interesting. And this is the only time you're allowed to do it. Could you stand on your pews for me? Stand up tall. Okay. Now I want you, children, I want you to look around at the room. Look around at the faces of your community. Look around and see that all of the grown-ups in this room are on your side. All of the grown-ups in this room care for you. And they're excited for you. And they're rooting for you. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Yeah, it is. So at this time, I'm going to ask a few teachers to come on up and help me distribute. And children, you can hop down and stand in the center aisle. Okay? Kim, Cheryl, and Dan are going to distribute the erasers and the talismans. Just stand in the center there, guys. Oh, and if you forgot your backpack, don't worry about that. Come stand in the aisle anyway, and we'll just pretend. And as you receive your eraser and your talisman, stay where you are, because you're going to bless them. Don't go back to your seats just yet. Stay put.
Even children, when you are away from the Unitarian Universalist Church of Kent, you carry the heart of Unitarian Universalism with you wherever you go.
May you feel curiosity all of your days, and may your imagination catch fire. May you find courage when it is necessary.
Congregation, will you join us in telling the children, remember, we are your spirit's home.
Remember, we are your spirit's home.
May confusion lead to better questions. May you feel compassion toward those around you and they toward you. May you feel heard and seen. May you hear and see others.
And again, we say, remember,
we are your spirit's home.
May you speak up for those who are not heard, are not seen. As your spirit's home, we are made stronger when you share what you learn. We ask you to bring what you learn of the world back to this place. Together we say, remember,
we are your spirit's home.
So children and youth, if you agree to bring what you learn in the world back to church and what you learn in church back to the world, will you join us in saying, we will? It's hard to concentrate on two things at once. Children and youth, will you look at me for 1 second? If you agree to bring what you learn at church into the world and what you learn in the world back to church, will you say, "We will"?
We will.
And together, one last time, we tell you together, remember,
we are your spirit's home.
And after you receive your eraser and your talisman, you can go back to join your families. If you have ever been to an Episcopalian funeral, you might have heard the priest say in the service the words, "Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust." Some other Christian denominations use this same language, and the language originally comes from the Bible. In the very beginning of the book of Genesis, it is written, "God created humankind from the dust of the ground. God breathed into the nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." That's what it says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. That first man was called Adam, and in the Hebrew language, the word Adama means earth. In the next chapter of Genesis, God speaks to Adam and to Eve and tells them that they were created from the ground, and to the ground they will return. When their lives are done, dust to dust, it is written, and to dust you shall return. These ideas have been an important part of the teaching in the histories of Judaism and Christianity and in Islam too, which shares a similar creation story. The Bible and the Quran both tell us that human life is made of earth and water. Chemists tell us that the human body is made up of more than 50% water. The percentage of water is even higher in infants, like around 75%. The water in our bodies is in our blood plasma and in all of our organs, and even, believe it or not, in our bones. Our bones are about 31% water. We need water every day in order to survive. Not only must we drink water, we also need water to grow the food that we eat. Water is essential, precious, and chemists tell us that we are made of water. And also of stars. In the last 50 years, physicists have proven that the elements found on Earth that make up our bodies and the bodies of every person and every creature who has ever lived on this planet were originally formed in cosmic explosions billions of years ago. Some of the elements in our bodies, like hydrogen, were formed in the Big Bang over 13 billion years ago. The majority of the elements in our bodies, including calcium, oxygen, carbon, phosphorus, and nitrogen, were formed in stars and released as stardust when those stars died and exploded. Ray Jayarajwana is a physics and astronomy professor, and he says that the elements in our bodies are the physical remains, or the ashes, if you will, of stars that lived and died long ago. It reminds me of what those biblical writers proclaimed. We are born of ashes and of dust, and to ashes and dust we shall one day return. We are made of earth and water, and earth and water were made as a result of the incredible events of cosmic history. Not on purpose, but that's how it happened. And pondering these truths with no answers why, we can clearly see that our connections are greater than we may ordinarily remember. In the poem we heard from Joy Harjo, she encourages us to remember. Remember, you are this universe, and this universe is you. Our connections are not just to people and animals and communities. Our connections are also to earth and water, which means we are connected to every landscape on this planet and everyone and everything that has ever lived upon this blue boat home and everyone and everything that ever will. Every single one of us can trace our lives to the wonder of the stars. The invisible string connects us to everything there is because everything is connected. The water and the earth that you brought this morning are a physical reminder of our connections, a physical reminder of those invisible strings. So we will keep some of the water and the earth that you brought today to use in blessings in the year ahead. We will use the water and the earth in blessings of babies and children when they are dedicated here in our community. But I want you to know that if there is something happening in your life and you need a blessing, you can request to have the water and the earth be used in a blessing for you too. Please don't hesitate. We've used the water and the earth gathered by our community for blessings for those who are dying, for those who are suffering, in addition for those who are newly born and newly coming into our community. So please don't hesitate if you would like to receive a blessing this year. When we use the water and the soil that we gather as a community in our rituals, it is special because it reminds us of this community, the connections of this community, this spiritual home. But truly, all water is precious and all ground is holy. So every time you take a drink of water or go for a swim or take a shower, and every time you dig in the garden or eat a peach or build a sandcastle, you can choose to take a moment to remember that all the water is precious and all the ground is holy. We have been given the gift of this life. In the beauty and power and wonder of it all, we are indeed forever connected. There is a thread that you follow. It goes among things that change, but it does not change. While you hold it, you can't get lost. Don't ever let go of the thread. Go in peace.